Welcome to the Beyond Jiu-Jitsu podcast, and welcome back.
We're here. Back. It's been so long. Welcome to the Beyond Jiu-Jitsu podcast, episode 143, after our first ever official holiday. Adam Childs with my man, Kieran Lefebvre. Bro, what is up?
Yes. What's going on, Adam? How'd you enjoy your holiday? You actually did go on a holiday. So, last 6 weeks, a lot has happened. Adam, no, I'm not going to make that joke.
No, I don't even know the joke.
We're going to get cancelled. Adam, how was your holiday, man?
It was okay. It was okay. Yeah. Yeah, like Kieran said, a lot happened. Like, so just to bring everyone up to speed, we had our first official break in episodes, like, since Kieran and I started the podcast in... it was last year, right? 2022, we started it.
2021, baby.
Was it 2021? Holy crap. Bro,
we're nearly up to 2 years. We're coming up to 2 years. I think we're up to 2 years now. Let's take a look. God. While you talk, I'll double check what our first episode was out.
Yeah, so when we started, in the beginning, we were doing like two episodes a week, every week, mm-hmm. and to pump them out. And, you know, then we went to a more consistent once a week. But we essentially never missed a week short of some... weird sort of like perhaps there was a problem with one of the recordings or one of us got super sick or something. We were super consistent. But then at the same time, me and Kieran had heaps going on. Kieran was, you know, moved to Sweden and then he had his wedding and his honeymoon. And I was having knees. Oh, look at him. He's got the bling bling. And I was having knee surgery, then I was moving house, and then I ended up going overseas. And so instead of just sporadically releasing, you know, episodes like, you know, a couple of weeks, and then we disappear for a couple of weeks, and we come back, do one episode, then disappear again. We took an official break, and yeah, a lot happened, but in chronological order. I think it was you first, Kieran. You got married, bro. You got married.
Yes.
You went on a honeymoon.
My life is now officially over.
That's Donskis.
Nice knowing everyone.
As the joke is, yep.
But just quickly, I looked up when our first episode was. August 2021. So when this episode airs, that's pretty much our two-year anniversary.
Oh, no way, bro. Fucking awesome.
We've been doing this podcast longer than I've been married.
That's
so
right.
Therefore, this podcast is more important to me than my than my wife.
I haven't even spoken to short of a few exchanges through WhatsApp, we hadn't really spoken either, like time zone differences and all this stuff, and you were traveling.
No, we don't really like each other. Like, we do this out of obligation.
Yeah, we grind it out. Yeah. I mean, I'm also with someone who got married in a foreign country. Like, for those who don't know, my wife is Brazilian and we got married in Brazil. At the time, I didn't speak Portuguese. I don't know, maybe at the time, my understanding of Portuguese is similar to your current understanding of Swedish. I'm not sure.
Maybe, like, yeah.
So how was it, a wedding in a foreign country? And were there any sort of... not like weird customs, but is there anything that takes place at a Swedish wedding that you're like, oh, that doesn't happen?
Yeah, there's lots of little differences. And I mean, you know, we have listeners all around the world. So some of these might be common in Europe. Some of these might be like Scandinavian, but you know, and again, my now wife, she ran things a little bit different. And then my mum was like, oh, why are we doing this? So it was a bit weird. For example, I don't know if this is a European thing, but she walked down the aisle by herself. Like, her dad didn't walk her down the aisle. I don't think that's a European thing, as in they don't do that. What else did we do? I don't know. It was just lots of little weird things that, you know, on the top of mind, I'm like, yeah, that's kind of weird. And I don't know.
And how many, was it a big wedding? How many people do you reckon?
Oh, man, there was like, I know exactly how many people. There was 28 people.
Oh, a nice small wedding.
Very small. I'm poor.
Yeah, I mean, my wedding was probably 100 or so, but I probably only knew like 10 of the people. Like, I didn't know anyone.
We had 28 people and I knew 6 of them.
Yeah, nice.
No, I knew everyone.
And then And then where'd you go? And then you traveled a little bit for your honeymoon.
Yeah, we went on a family moon. So it was a honeymoon with my family. Fucking worst idea ever. Never, ever, ever, ever going on a fucking holiday with my family again. Like, love my family, you know, but goddamn, they're just a bit much. Just a bit hectic. Yeah, a bit loud. Anyway, so we went to Stockholm because we're in Sweden. So we spent a few days in Stockholm so my family could see Stockholm, which is the capital of Sweden. And then we went to Rome, then Malta, then we went to London. And Rome was by far, it was so hot. It was like average 40 degrees when we're there. Gross. 40 degrees Celsius. I don't know what that is in freedom units, but it's a lot, right? It's very, very fucking hot. And yeah, the pizza was amazing. Like, food in Rome, like what they say about Italy is so true. Like, the food is just fucking amazing. If you don't like Italian food, then probably don't go. Malta was pretty good, you know, beaches and shit like that. London was kind of shit. It was kind of let down. Sorry to everyone out there from London or the UK, but just being honest, London was a massive letdown. Like, the weather, it's true what they say about the weather. It's just depressing.
Well, that's but what everyone they say
was like kind of, sorry, go on.
That's what they say about the weather there. I mean, I've actually never even been to Europe, but they...
Don't bother.
It's quite well known that the weather is pretty average in
oh, yeah.
England as a whole, or the UK as a whole, right?
But yeah. It wouldn't have been that bad, but like the people, maybe we just got unlucky, maybe it was just us, but the people were just fucking grouchy, man. Like, everyone was just... Not everyone, but like... You know, in a big
maybe
city,
because
people
maybe
are
everyone
impatient.
You ran into had listened to this podcast and they were like, fuck those guys.
I fucking doubt it. I've never seen anyone out the street that's listened to this podcast. But I did see a semi-famous TikToker who I follow, an ADHD TikToker. And I walked past him in the street and I did like a double take. I was like, what the fuck? I'm pretty sure he's Australian as well. Or he's not from the UK. Yeah. And he just so happened to be in fucking London. And then I messaged him on Instagram like, were you on this street in London today? Like, what the fuck? And he's like, oh, yeah, hey, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, just randomly. And I also, in Stockholm, I met Hamzat Chimaev, if you know
Hamzat. Oh, did
Hamzat,
you?
From the UFC.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know him, but yeah.
Well, I do now. We're buddies. Probably doesn't remember me. Definitely doesn't remember me. But so I was walking into, so we're staying at some random hotel in Stockholm, because he lives in Stockholm, for anyone that doesn't know, for some reason.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he trains out at All-Star MMA in Stockholm. And I was walking in to the hotel that we're staying in, and he was coming down the stairs and walking in, like, literally behind me. And I kept, like, looking at this, like, huge human. And I was like, oh, my fucking God, it's Hamza. Obviously, he's hard to not recognize because his face is so distinct.
Let me ask you this then. When you – I mean, I've met a few UFC fighters, like not heaps, but I remember when I met BJ Penn, and I remember being like, he was lightweight, which was the what weight division?
72 kilos-ish.
Yeah, and I remember meeting him and being shocked at how massive he was.
Yep.
Like, I couldn't believe how big he was, and you know, so did you have that
fucking giant? He's probably about as tall as you are. But like,
which is 6'4".
He's around, I think he's around 6'2" or something like that. But he fucking towers over me, and he fights at the weight that I walk around at, like lighter than what I am right now. I couldn't believe it. He is fucking huge. He would be like easily 100 kilos. And I know that he's had issues making welterweight in the past. You know, it's a bit of a thing. So I'm pretty sure he's fighting at middleweight now for a fight or whatever. Anyway, yeah, but he is a fucking giant. I mean, I didn't stay and chat to him. I just like was like, oh, yo, Hamzat, and like shook his hand. I didn't even get a photo. Just like, oh, hey, man. And he's like, oh, yep, hey. And then he sat down for a while, and I saw him. Like, I came in and out of the hotel, and he's sitting in the lobby for like an hour on his phone. You know, don't know what he's doing, but fuck, didn't ask.
Yeah. Oh, yep. Cool. and then obviously back to Sweden, back to training, which is obviously what we're going to be talking about in a little bit. But yeah, so all, I mean, besides the family moon part, all in all, a good holiday. Like, if you look at that whole 6 weeks, a good break.
Yeah, I've just been working my ass off, man. Just been fucking working my ass off. Like, as soon as I came back from the family moon, it was about 2 weeks, just on the grind. So the last month, I've just been putting in the hours, yo.
putting in the work. Nice.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Well, then, fuck, what did I do? So I didn't have knee surgery. I was supposed to have...
Bitched out.
Yeah, bitch out. I was like, no, please, doctor, no. yeah, so I had that quite unique knee surgery back in December that didn't heal very well. Or healed well from the initial surgery, but it turned out that that didn't solve the underlying issue. So then I was going back in for another surgery, which was completely experimental, like has never been done before, but they thought, you know, this should work, blah, 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 blah. And I wasn't quite on the operating table, but I was like, I'd already had my leg dressed and everything. So they, you know, the nurses had already like shaved my leg and like covered it all in, you know, whatever the antiseptic is and whatever to sterilize it and wrapped it all up and everything. And I was getting wheeled in to the anesthetist to have all the drugs pumped into me. And the surgeon was like, oh, I just want to have a look before we go in. Because sometimes for people who haven't had surgeries before, sometimes you don't even see your surgeon prior to going under, you know, like you won't even see them or talk to them. You'll only see the anesthetist or may, you know, and yeah. Anyway, but he came over and he essentially unwrapped it all the work the nurses had done to keep it all sterilized, and he unwrapped it and he was like, man, your knee looks pretty good to justify this surgery. I was like, what are you talking about? And he's like, yeah, I don't think we should do it. I was like, oh, you know, I was like, well, I kind of feel like my knee looks really good because I haven't been training. It was kind of like I'd stopped training in the lead up to the surgery to try sort of already reduce the amount of inflammation and fluid and whatever that had been going on in there. And yeah, but he just said, man, like, he's like, look, I'm a surgeon. I love cutting people open. My whole team's here. If you tell me to do the surgery, we'll do it. Like, everyone is here literally in the other room. We're about to go. It's like, but he's like, you've got to remember, this is a surgery that's never, ever been done before. And we think it will work, but it is a hard sell to look at your knee, how it currently is, and say, yeah, let's do an experiment. He's like, I say you go away, go back to training. And if it then blows out, we know that down the track, no matter how it looks, we know that the underlying issue's there and it's justified to do the surgery. But maybe you go back to training and it doesn't blow out and you're good.
And so I never ended up training.
Yeah, I did. And it feels the same, which isn't great. But it's not filling with as much fluid. Like, you know, previously, if you remember, I was having, you know, 100 mils drained out of my knee, which is a huge amount. The knee normally is in with the range of sort of like 1 or 2 mils of fluid that hangs around in your knee joint, which is normal. It's not like that's going on, but there's still definitely probably like, if I was to take an educated guess, maybe like between 3 and 5 mils of fluid in my knee, which is pretty consistently gross. Staying at that level. Yeah. So yeah, but I mean, whatever, it's not bad enough to justify this experimental surgery. So anyway, so the surgery didn't happen, but I did move house and it's still a shit fight because then I went overseas and hence all the junk behind me. This is still not unpacked because I only landed back from the US, I don't know, like six hours ago.
So how was the US holiday?
Man, it was good. Like, I did some training and we're going to talk a little bit about training in different climates because, bro, it was so hot in Miami. I mean, I've been to Miami before and this time of year, like it's summer in Miami and it's just so hot and so humid. Like, man, it was just out of control. And so it was nice, but it was a family holiday. Like we did the whole went to Disney thing. Cause you know, Atlas, my son is 4. So we did we did 3 days in a row at Disney.
That's a lot.
Dude, and just that's like so hot. Like, it's a lot of Disney and it's just a lot of being outside in the sun.
Yeah.
And everything. But luckily where we were staying in Miami, like at a friend's nice house, and they got a swimming pool and an ice bath and a gym. So
nice, you know, fuck. Got to, friends loaded.
Yeah. Yeah. but no, man, it was good as a whole. The flight back though was quite the punish. Like it was probably one of the worst international flights I've had. Not in terms of like turbulence or anything, which I might add, like I don't particularly enjoy flying. It's not like I'm scared of it, but I don't enjoy it, that's for sure. And no, it wasn't bad from turbulence. It was just bad from, you know, it's, if for anyone who hasn't done it before, like Australia, in the east coast of Australia, like you know, the side that Sydney's on to LA, the west coast, like is not too bad in terms of a commute. It's the one flight. It's like, depending on the winds and whatever,
16
it's like
15 hours.
No, it's not quite that long. It's like 15 hours, but so like our flight there was 14 and a half, but my flight back was 15 and a half. So it's a, you know, but it's way worse if you've then going on to like New York or Miami or something, because it's like 15 hours to LA and then it's like another 5 hours down to Miami. It's a long way away, man. Australia's just
exactly
a long way.
15 hours and 29 minutes.
Oh man. Here I am being so inaccurate. Yeah, but the flight back was just shit, and I just had the worst, like, steward, like the flight attendant who was attending the side of the plane or the row that I was sitting in. She was just such a cow, bro. She just made it like so. She just made it so unpleasant. And then the guy sitting in front, luckily the girl sitting next to me was really nice, but the guy sitting in front of us, man, was just like. I was just one of those dudes that was just so, you know, when you come across those people that are so removed from like reality and how the world works, you know, so he rocks up and, you know, I've put my bag in the overhead bin, which has then filled it, right? Like it's full, full, full. Not like there's nothing else going in that overhead bin. And he rocks up and he just kind of is like hands me his bag to put it in there. And I'm like, the fuck do you want me to do, bro? Like, I mean,
are you serious? He hands the bags you, he yeah. hands you his bag.
Yeah. And I'm like,
the
I'm
audacity.
Like, bro, and I'm like, bro, it's not going to fit in there. And I like give it back to him and I sit down. I'm like, it's not my problem to solve, man.
Yeah,
like,
fucking,
you know,
fucking sort it out.
Yeah. It's, yeah. I mean, and he was a full grown adult, right? And then anyway, and then the flight kicks off and we're still taxiing and he's, I don't know if he's like never flown before or whatever, but he's like instantly, and he's sitting in an emergency exit row, may I add, right? Mm. So he's already got extra leg room and right. And so we're still taxiing and he just like reclines his seat. And the most people, if you've been on a plane more than once, you know that you can't like do anything until you're up in the air. And then the flight attendant's like, bro, lean your seat forward. So he did. Then he was one of those people who got like a special meal. So his food came out first and then he ate his food and then he just like left it all.
You know, that explains everything. He's a vegan.
And then he just like left his food like on the ground in a corner. And then another flight attendant's like, bro, that's not the trash can. And it has like a full go at him and whatever. And then he starts fighting with the dude next to him over the armrest.
Are you serious?
And then
is he in the middle?
No, it was only two seats. So like, no, so he was on the window seat. And then he reclines the seat again, then while we're trying to eat, so the people behind him. So he's like screwing the people behind. And then it's like essentially a red eye flight. Man, he had it like what would be the equivalent of, let's just call it like 3 a.m. or whatever it would have been. Like the whole plane is asleep. And he's just got, I assume, noise-canceling headphones on. And for like 10, 15 minutes, the alarm on his phone in his pocket is just going off non-stop.
This guy sounds like a lad.
Man.
Just doesn't give a fuck.
Dude, he was just the worst. He was just like the worst person. He was the worst person to be seated next to. And then with the flight attendant being a cow, and then just everything sort of went wrong, like customs were ages. My and then like I got my bag. I finally got my bag. I walked 2 meters in my bag, wheel brakes on my bag. I'm like, God sucked damn. Just sucked like in. Everything went wrong. And then
yes,
it was just like long. Yeah. But it's good. It's good to be back.
Just like this intro, just long and
just long and never ending. Never ending. Fucking going and going and going.
Oh, bro.
But back, and I'm excited to go back to training. I mean, I trained, actually kind of trained quite a lot while I was on holidays in Miami. Unfortunately, not a lot of jiu-jitsu, but like I trained a lot because the house I was staying at just had a fully kitted out gym in the garage. So.
Are you trained at the gym? Since when have you ever trained at the gym?
It's weird, bro. I
don't believe you.
I did these things with a bar and these, I don't know, they kind of like these disc-shaped things that were kind of heavy and you put them on the thing and then you lifted them up and then you put them down again. I mean, I was quite weird, but I gave it a go.
No idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, no, so I actually trained quite a bit and got some jiu-jitsu in as well, but it was just, very, very hot. But I'm back in Sydney. It's cool. And now I'm so stoked to get back into regular life.
I'm actually going to add timestamps to this episode. So I've been getting spammed with comments about people asking for timestamps. And to be honest, the reason that I don't do them is because I couldn't be fucked. But I will be adding timestamps. But so I think that this section of the podcast should be timestamped what's coming up on the Beyond Jiu-Jitsu podcast. So now that we've got all the niceties out of the way for the last 21 minutes, we have been brainstorming. Adam and I have got our little noggins together and we have been thinking about the next evolution of Beyond Jiu-Jitsu. So the season 2 of Beyond Jiu-Jitsu podcast, as we just discovered, we're at our 2-year anniversary now. So if you missed that, 2 years as of August. So when this episode airs on like the 30th or whenever, or in a couple of days or whatever, we'll pretty much be 2 years. So in saying that, we have come up with some different episode ideas, some different reoccurring segments to try and add some structure to the show. Obviously, this show is an exception because it's like a welcome back. We're like finding the rhythm, ironing out all the creases, getting you used to hearing our bloody voices again. But moving forward, we're going to have some reoccurring segments and reoccurring episodes.
So do you wonder if that it's been a while without an episode? You know how we sometimes, if you go quite an amount of time without something, let's say, for example, you're addicted to drinking, Coke or something. And then for some reason you decide to take like a month off drinking Coca-Cola and you take a month off and then after a month you drink Coke and you're like, fuck, bro, I don't even know why I ever liked this shit. Do you reckon people will listen to the podcast and they'll be like, why did I ever listen to these fucking guys?
Yeah, particularly this episode, because it's been like 23 minutes, zero jiu-jitsu, fucking just waffling about our lives that no one cares about. And yeah, probably. We're probably, everyone's going to be super excited. Oh, yeah, fucking the podcast is back. And then get to it and be like, man, these guys just fucking get sidetracked. But I have gotten, and I know you have as well, Adam, gotten heaps of messages from people like, oh, bring the podcast back, bring the podcast back. Yeah. So,
a lot of the students in the gym as well, like, yeah, I've been getting messages from just listeners, but even just, sometimes I forget the amount of just my own students who listen to the podcast. So do a lot of like, have you and I just gotten messages on Facebook or Instagram or whatever. But yeah, even just students in the gym, like, and a lot of students that, that you would know as well, that are used to, who went from training with you every day to, and listening to the podcast to now that like you're overseas, so they don't hear from you or train with you or whatever.
I forgot my name.
So, yeah. Kieran who? What? Yeah. But yeah, like as Kieran said, we were working together to find how can we keep the roots, I guess, of the podcast, which as for people who've listened long enough, you would know that the method for this podcast is a very more sort of laid back conversational. We do go off on tangents and everything. We're not an interviewing podcast where every episode's a guest. We're not a, you know, latest news podcast or whatever. But we were like, what can we do to add some more structure, some more professionalism to the podcast, but still retain the sort of authenticity of it where, you know, the podcast is me and Kieran just not knowing what we're talking about, but trying to make it look like we do.
Shit. Yeah. So the reoccurring episodes. So what we're going to be doing is every 10 episodes is still going to be Ask a Black Belt Q&A. We did get some questions in during the break, but it's coming up pretty soon. So if you have a question that you've been pondering on, you have something relating jiu-jitsu, relating to strength and conditioning, nutrition, mobility, send them through. You can find a link in the description of this episode. So that's going to stay. However, we've added another reoccurring episode that's also every 10 episodes that's on every 5th. So, for example, coming up on 150 is going to be Ask a Black Belt Q&A. And then 155 is going to be our first episode of, or actually the next episode.
145.
Anyway, 145, rather, is going to be the first episode of the reoccurring segment. And it's going to be a what we have been working on and what we have learned in the last month. So, or month and a bit. Because it's, you know, every 10 weeks or so, one episode a week. So, yeah, every, well, two and a bit months. So, it will be a, not necessarily kind of like, oh, I learned that elephants are the only mammals that can't jump. It would be more like, hey, I've been.
Is that a true fact?
Yes, it is. It would be.
It would be more like,
hey, so I have been dedicating the last 3 months of my life to learning how to do no-gi barambolos. I've been watching, you know, these people do it. I've been, you know, watching this segment on Submeta. I've been watching Levi Jones, Leary, blah, blah, blah. And then these are the things that I've learned and have run into or what have you. And yeah, each of us will come prepared with some key points. And the whole idea is we're going to learn something so that you don't have to. We're going to teach you via audio
how to do
a barambolo.
Because if you think back to a lot of, you know, a piece of advice that comes up in multiple episodes or whatever is how important it is to have intentional training, right? Yeah. And, you know, so I'll give the example I've given in multiple episodes to explain this, which is, you know, most people treat jiu-jitsu like if they were going to lift weights, right? People treat jiu-jitsu like walking into a weight gym and just being like, yeah, if I have a couple of bicep curls and I guess I'll do one bench press and I'll like now I'll go run on that treadmill, right? No, when you go lift weights, you might not be following a professionally written S&C program, but you would at least be walking in being like, oh, today is, you know, whatever, chest and triceps, your typical, you know, or like back and biceps or whatever, right? You would at least know to some degree what you're doing, but people don't tend to do that with jiu-jitsu. And so what I try to do is split my training, my year, into quarters, more or less, right? So I'll focus on a particular technique or position or whatever it is for sort of 3 months or so and then move on to a different one. Because if you grab the average person who maybe, let's say, just to put a line in the sand somewhere, purple belt and up, so someone who's had years of experience, and said, oh, what have you gotten better at in the last year of your jiu-jitsu? That most people wouldn't be able to tell you something. But imagine if you split your year into quarters, and if you could say, oh, in the last year, I've gotten better at these four things, right? Or yeah, most people can't give you anything. So that reoccurring segment is essentially that, right? So, you know, I can already tell you, you know, as the heads up for what the position and technique I'll be talking about is essentially choy bars, right? Are the things that I've been working on for the last sort of 2-3 months. And yeah, so the episode will be, I've got my technique, position or whatever, and Kieran's got his. Because for sure, I mean, I could just already do an episode prior to have been working on choy bars. I could do an episode talking about, oh, you know, everything you need to know about choy bars or whatever. But, you know, it being my focal point for the last 2 months, there's been a lot of little things that I've picked up and, you know, also things that I've figured out that are perhaps specific to my body type, and entries into Troy bars that I've watched from Lachlan Giles and that I've watched from this person and that person. And, you know, oh, I got this detail from Mika Galvão and this, you know. And so that's the idea of the episode, because that happens, like Kieran said, every 10 weeks, you know. So I've pretty much been focusing on Troy bars for the last 2 months, roughly. I'm already at a point where I'm feeling pretty good about changing my focal point in my training. And so that's the reoccurring. That'll be on the every 45, 55, 65, every 10 episodes.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. So for my heads up of what I've been working on, I've just been working on my guard. And it's been the last like nearly year now. I remember at some point before I left, you didn't pull me aside, but you kind of said to me, you know, it's like, hey man, like you start working on your guard a little bit. As in, your guard's kind of shit. Like, my top game was good. My top game was good, and it was, like, probably my top game was better than, was, like, my best, like, disproportionately good in my game to where I should have been at. But my guard had suffered. So I have exclusively been playing guard for the last, like, year. I always start on the bottom now. You know, I'm not pulling guard. I'm still trying to wrestle, but I try and get into a guarded position, and fuck, man, I tell you, it makes a big difference when you go into training with intentional training. My guard is now what people in Sweden at this gym that I'm at now think that guard is my A game. They think that guard is what I have always done. They think I'm a guard player because like they I get compliments like, oh, your guard's so hard to pass. Like I can never pass you, but you have such a good guard, you know, really aggressive, blah, 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 all this. Comments about my guard, and I've never gotten anyone talking about my guard previously, ever. Always get, oh, you're so strong, like you're heavy, you're this, you're that.
Even for me as a, you know, as an instructor, as a training partner, as a friend, I'll be super interested to hear like the developments or the things that you've come to realize on your own, right? You know, I feel like I've got quite a good grasp of guard and guard retention and the things that, you know, I try to teach and whatever, but I'll be interested to, you know, hear what ways you've found that help it click for you, or things that you found connect to your game. Cause you're definitely at a point where, okay, you're a blue, pretty much purple belt, right? So you know, so it's even, I mean, fuck, you could be a black belt, right? There's still things, everyone's got something to learn and to get better at.
Oh yeah.
But you're at a point now where, you know enough that you can start solving problems on your own, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
not
necessarily all problems. There's heaps of problems that I still turn to other colleagues and stuff and ask for advice and whatever. And I don't think anyone doesn't do that. But,
if you don't, you're an idiot.
That's right. Yeah. But you're at a point where you can start solving some problems on your own. And so I'm excited to hear as well, like, how you've reached certain conclusions.
And not to like give away the whole episode, but just because it's fresh on my mind and I wanted to mention it to you that. Training at a new gym, coming into a not only just training at a new gym, but coming in sort of at the middle to the top of the pecking order. And I don't mean that any offense. It just means that I've been training a lot longer than some of the people in my gym. It very much skews to white belt in the normal classes. There's a lot of brand new blue belts and white belts, right? And I consider myself maybe toward the end of my more of a senior blue belt, if you will, just to place me. But coming into a brand new gym where no one really knows my game or whatever, and I don't know anyone else's, what I've learned is that gyms have trends. And if you go to visit enough gyms, you will notice that depending on the gym or the coach or whatever, there'll be a certain vibe to the gym. Like everyone's really good at this position because maybe it's the coach's pet position, or everyone's really likes to play this game because maybe a couple of the senior belts or the higher belts in the gym, you know, really like that style of game. An example would be like if I go to a gym, like when I went to Jordan's gym, Jordan Pressinger, his gym is like a lot of guys play half guard because he's a very, very good half guard player. And so it sort of trickles down. But there's a flip side to that. And that's what I've learned. And this is no stick on my current training partners. I love all my training partners, like gotten to know them, really awesome people, right? But they all make, particularly lower belts, a very common mistake. And it's leaving their elbows open. And I think that it's because not a lot of their higher belts, only a couple, punish it, right? So not only is it, a positive when you go to a new gym, you know, you run up against their A game. They all have a similar A game sometimes or similar themes. And it's, you know, a hard nut to crack. You got to solve the puzzle. It can work the opposite. Someone brand new comes into the gym and starts exposing a very, very common mistake that hasn't been picked up. And when I say people leave their elbows open, like they leave them open. Like I'm talking chicken wings. I'm talking super easy cutting arm bars, you know, not even with like barely any control, just basically gable gripping the elbow and pulling that the elbows are that open, right? And piggybacking off the fact that I've been playing a lot of guard, I've just been taking elbows everywhere, but not even trying. And it's funny that one of the, I'm not sure if he's from our gym or from a different gym, one of the brown belts said he's noticed the same thing. He's like, yeah, everyone leaves their elbows open. So it's very interesting. That reinforces that mistake.
Yeah. Have you not just one quick question? I don't want to turn our little what's coming up on the podcast segment into another 20. What's almost reaching another 21-minute segment. has there already been a change in that trend yet? Like you been there enough for people to start closing those bad boys?
Only a couple. And that's like more like the blue belts and purple belts that have been like, hey, you know, respectfully with the purple belts, but hey, like, you know, you got to stop doing this. Like I have this sort of rule that I picked up from being a personal trainer and even being in the Navy. And it's, I'm very hesitant to give advice to anyone that is equal level or God forbid above, like in terms of rank. Right. So I think it's something I need to work on, but I only really give advice or like point out this mistake to the white belts because I feel comfortable doing that, meaning because there is a clear, like, you know, everyone's equal on the mats, but there is a clear rank difference. And again, it's hangover from being a PT and hangover from the Navy especially. So I've been trying to get that message across to a couple of the white belts, but as of yet, I haven't noticed a gym-wide difference or a gym-wide impact on that. But what I have noticed is because, you know, I'm decent at pressure passing, some of the guys have been workshopping, like not behind my back, like in front of me, like workshopping how to shut down my pressure passing. You know how for listeners that have been around for a while, they know that I have a real issue with Ollie's brown belt at Adam's gym, Ollie's deep half. So I'd always workshop deep half, you know, in front of Ollie when he's not there or whatever. Now they're doing that with my pressure passing and it's super funny. And excellent. I'm just like looking at like how they're trying to solve it and everything like that. And they're coming up with some pretty creative solutions. You know, they're looking stuff up online and I'm giving them hints. Like I'm like, hey, well, I'm trying to tell them, you know, like Ollie does with me, this is how you do it. I'm like, hey, you got to disrupt my head position. You're pulling me in. Like, cause a lot of the guys, they like to play like that butterfly guard style position, but they pull me into my pressure pass because you can't play butterfly guard against a pressure pass. You're just pulling them into I'm not in their butterfly guard. They're in my pressure pass. Like, they've not been doing that as much. They've been trying to disrupt my head. But yeah, it's just super interesting being like that guy coming into a new environment where people are like, oh shit, we haven't really had anyone pressure passes like this, or we haven't had anyone, you know, ripping at our open elbows before. Now we have to solve for that. And it's really awesome to help them solve for that problem so they get better. And then their new solutions that I haven't run into, I can then try and figure out how to beat those. So that's the point I'm at in my training now. So I'm not like, you know, plowing through everyone, but, you know.
So that'll be recurring every 10 episodes. But we also have some other structured additions to the podcast that we want to add. So we want to go back to doing sort of mini series again. So if people remember a while back, we did like a series that was like 5 episodes or 4 episodes.
Yeah.
That was like the core positions or whatever. So it was an episode talking about guard, an episode talking about side control, an episode talking about mount, an episode talking about back control, I think were the four positions we did. So it was like a four episode sequential series. So we want to do those again, right? Not those same four episodes again, but you know, so we'll also be doing some of those series episodes as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
And I think we had one other one, which was, sorry, this was one that you noted down, Kieran, the recurring segment. Yeah.
Yeah. What is that recurring segment again, Adam?
No, you had, Kieran, God damn it.
I fucking forgot, dude.
Because I
was stalling. I was like, shit, I hope he keeps talking. Oh, we are so bad. We didn't write this shit down.
No, we're not. Because here's what we had, right? So then we were like, oh, it would be nice to have some type of you know, little recurring segment that comes up every episode. What I can tell you is not what the recurring segment is. I can't tell you that yet. I can tell you that I had an idea for the recurring segment, and then Kieran had a better idea, and we were like, let's do that idea.
Yeah, I did have a better idea, but it's not unusual.
We can't tell you what it is yet. But we will. But we will.
Yeah, it's super awkward. We should have been more organized.
It will be announced next episode in its first segment, so it won't be recurring at that stage. Yes.
Yes.
But look, not really to blame, bro. So tired. Just got off the plane, and we had to record today. You're away again tomorrow. Aren't you going on another family holiday?
Yeah, but with the other family now, with my in-laws. So we're going to a place in Sweden called Usha, which is 2 hours north of where I currently am, and my current position is 2 hours
already
north
super
of Stockholm.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you imagine Sweden, it's like a long, skinny, like chode-looking country, and what I've learned from the Swedes is what's referred to as the north is not necessarily geographic, as in like where you are in relation to the north in the country, but it's more like milestones, right? So anything north of Stockholm is considered the north. But if you look at the map, Stockholm is in the south of the country. It's like the middle of the south sort of thing. And the north takes up the chunk of the country. So the vast majority, or like 80% of Sweden is considered the north, or even 90% of Sweden is considered the north. So I'm in the middle or the top of the south, if you will. This is very confusing, but the Swedes know exactly what I'm talking about. So I'm in a place called Dalarna, which is like a county or a region. Kind of think of it like our states, but they have more of it. And that's where I'm, which is considered like Midlanders, but it's not literally in the middle. But they're considered Midlanders.
It's so completely off topic, but you just said something that made my brain go to a completely different other sort of way of explaining. Has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but I feel like now I'm going to say it anyway. It was on another podcast, which might have been. I'm not sure the name of the guy because I just saw like the reel, but he was explaining about essentially how he answers the question as to like what was before the Big Bang, before the beginning of time or whatever. And
go on.
So I got, here's the segue I got there is because you were like talking about Swedes when they say north, it doesn't really, they don't mean north and whatever. And he explained it like this, and I actually thought this was quite interesting. So you can keep this with your elephants can't jump fact, all right?
Go on.
He said, well, imagine you were walking and you wanted to walk north, and you said to someone, which way is north? And they pointed you in the direction. You kept walking further, which way is north? They pointed you. Eventually, you'd get to the North Pole and you'd say to someone, which way is north? And they'd be like, that question doesn't make any sense. Like this, like north is here. Like there's, you can't go more north. And he said, and he was like, what if time was like that? You know, if you said to someone like, which way is back going back in time. Which way is going back in time? And then you got to the time equivalent of the North Pole, and they were like, well, what do you mean? That question doesn't make sense here. This is the beginning of time. And I was like, that's a very interesting way to think about it.
Yeah, but anyway, the problem with that analogy is there's a difference between true north and magnetic north. So are we at magnetic north or are we at true north?
I don't know, Kieran. It was a reel on YouTube that I saw, but I just thought it was interesting.
It'd probably be magnetic north, right?
Depending. Yeah, probably.
If they had
a gyroscope
or they had a magnetic compass. Because when you
depends
get to,
where the stars are in
the sky, I guess. If you get to, Because if you get to magnetic north, once you get there, your compass will, well, before you even get there, actual magnetic north, your compass will like skits out, right? Because it no longer works. It'll just spin. But if you go to true north, it's not actually at the North Pole, right? It's not in the, if you imagine the Earth, where an actual compass points, a real gyroscopic compass, it doesn't point to magnetic north. It points to true north, which is off of magnetic north. They're off by about 20 degrees to each other.
Is that to do with like the tilt of
yes.
the Earth?
Yes.
Fucking look at Chicago.
Anyway, because the way a gyroscope works is there's four gyroscopic laws, okay? Inertia. No, I'm not going to, I don't even remember all of it, but I used to teach that. In the Navy.
For any new listener who is for some reason still listening to this episode, yes, Kieran used to be the title's navigation officer was the official.
Yeah, so my position was, or the category of job was in maritime warfare officer, and my subspecialization was little N, so I was an intermediate navigation officer. Right.
Anyway, time, right? Where did it begin? Who knows? Yeah. that's the planned more structure for the episodes, right? So not just for what the episodes will be. So we'll have, so for example, 150, Ask a Black Belt, 155, Kieran and I sharing the information we've learned after doing like intense study on particular positions over the last 2 months, and then those four episodes in between, they'll be combinations of like mini series again, as well as also just like one-off episodes of a particular topic that's interesting. And we've never been an interviewing podcast, but we'll have guests on in the future that are relevant or not relevant, because there's a lot of relevant, but you know, like
if most it makes of them are sen- unrelevant, yeah, irrelevant if rather.
If it makes sense to have that guest, as well as a yet to be disclosed recurring segment. That will let you know.
Fuck, I can't believe we forgot that. I think it was something like Today I Learned or some shit, or like, I don't know.
It was something like that. Don't spoil it.
Yeah, but it was better. It was good. It was relevant. It was fucking it was sick. Everyone loved it.
Yeah.
But man, that is where we're at. Also, I have been getting requests. I don't know how you feel about this, Adam, but I'm happy to entertain. I'm very much putting you on the spot and like not airing our dirty laundry, but like
this sounds like it's going down the path of. It was in one sort of in a recent post-fight interview or something where Craig Jones was saying something along the lines of he'll do anything if the price is right. This is where it sounds like. I don't know if you're willing to entertain the idea.
Oh, I thought you got to say something along the lines, because I know that he said that being good at jiu-jitsu is the perfect mix between autism and steroids.
Right.
I don't know how he comes up with this shit, but he is like seriously so quick-witted and fucking hilarious.
I think he's definitely, he's a very funny guy.
I was actually going to say that I've been getting a lot of requests, and I've seen this trend on other jiu-jitsu podcasts that are similar to ours in terms of the length, that people want longer episodes.
Episodes are longer than a lot of podcast episodes.
Yeah, but the way I see it, and this is sort of just thinking, talking out loud in real time here, is there's a few different lengths, right? You can have bite-sized clips that are like 3 minutes. In my opinion, those podcasts are pretty much a waste of time. You should just put them on fucking vertical content, right? That's my opinion. Then you have like the around 20 minute mark, and they're like, you know, that you can listen to on your way to work or whatever, you know, in one sitting. They're like the one sitting meant to be designed that way. And you get like pretty much one thing, one topic, one part, no fluff, no intro, no banter, just here's the information delivered in a concise way, right? They're the 20 minute episodes. Then you have like that intermediate sort of length, like the longer, long form, which is between that 45 to an hour 10, you know, around that, right? And even up to an hour 30, we'll say. And then you have the longer form content that takes, you know, maybe a whole week for some people to get through, or like multiple listens, or you know, like the Joe Rogan, the 3 hours, or the 2.5 hour, the 2 hour plus, essentially, we're talking about here. And we've been getting requests, a lot of people, and again, a lot of it could just be my selection bias could be, you know, in force here, because these are the people that are actually messaging me about it. Maybe the majority of people are like, nah, man, I can barely stand listening to you guys for an hour, let alone fucking longer. But yeah, some people like were saying that because we dropped down to one episode a week, because we used to do two, for those that don't know. And yeah, because we've dropped it down, they want longer episodes. So they want like an hour and a half to, you know, not 2 hours, because 2 hours is a bit long, but an hour and a half maybe. And I feel like, this is my thought on the idea, that for some episodes, it makes sense that we extend, because a lot of the time, some of the time rather, we cut our conversation short. We still have more to say on a topic. The conversation's flowing. It's really good. But then we see the clock on our record time, like, oh shit, we need to wrap this up because our episodes are an hour long. We cut it short. You know what I mean? We tend to extend it a little bit for guests, but we still sometimes cut them short. We rein it into like that hour mark to stay consistent and yada yada. So, I mean, but some episodes
I'm not against it. My thoughts would be similar to yours. I'm not against it. Like, and I would be, because Kieran's 100% right. There are probably more episodes than not that we like not cut it short, but I mean, like the nature of this podcast, like we were saying when we were talking about adding structure to it, but the nature of the podcast is very conversational and often rambly and tangents. And I mean, you only have to rewind 10 minutes ago and I'm giving a stupid analogy I heard about describing the start of time, you know, what it has zero to do, you know. So more often than not, we are cutting things short. Like, I think it probably wouldn't be an exaggeration. I don't know if you'd agree with me, Kieran, but I could probably count on one hand, literally, the amount of episodes where we've kind of like had to grind it and struggle to hit, you know, like, oh, try get it to, you know, we got to try at least get this to 40 minutes. Yeah. More often than not, it's easily well past. Like, look at this. We're currently 50 minutes in and this has just been a catch up episode that you guys wouldn't know this until me prior to saying this. Kieran and I had a topic to talk about today that was jujitsu related that is now like not happening. Like, so
it's long gone.
But I would be I'm not against it, but I'd also be interested to hear if more people do want that. Feel free to voice your opinion, you know, message us on Instagram, you know.
Or what we could do, thinking out loud, on Spotify, you have a feature where you can set a poll on an episode. So I will set a poll. There'll be two responses, or maybe three, I don't know. But the question will be, what length do you want the podcasts? And it would be like longer or the same. We're not going to add shorter because fuck you. You say shorter, you can leave now.
Yeah.
Oh, the trolls are going to come in. Like. Anyway, so the two options would be, you want longer episodes or keep pretty much the same format. So we'll put it out to a vote. And I mean, you know, you can enjoy the podcast and still think that the length is good for you for whatever, you know, maybe you have a lot of stuff to listen to in a week, or maybe, you know, it's just perfect for you. We want to know about that. But again, if you want longer episodes, particularly with the new things that we're adding, the new features, the reoccurring segment that's yet to be determined, can't remember. With the
Q&A episode. That's pretty on brand for us.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so funny because during that 6 weeks, you know, we had multiple video calls, conferences, like voice calls and that, talking about, oh, let's take this up to the next level. Let's do this and that. We're going to make it better. And then the first episode back, we're like, oh, fuck, we forget everything. It's back to the way it was. It's still shit.
Yeah, we knew this one would be an exception. We had to grease the wheels again, guys. You know,
yeah, like, we are greasy. Yeah. That's for damn sure. Yeah, so I want to hear about it. I'll set a poll. If you listen on YouTube, you can leave a comment or jump onto Spotify if you have it and leave a poll. And if you are listening on Spotify, chuck us a follow. It really helps us out. Helps us out a lot.
Sure does. Gotta thank you.
Sneak that one in there.
Yep.
Yeah, man. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm excited for it. It was a long break, but it was a good break. Lots of stuff had to happen, but
yeah,
you know, it's good to be back and I'm excited. But I think, you know, we'll leave it there. We won't start the 2 hour long episodes prior to the poll. Guys, you know, if you have any questions or anything you want to share with us, you know where you can find us at beyondjujitsu_podcast. You've also got, you know, you can, sometimes people message me directly on my Instagram, which is just the gym Instagram Vantage. People message Kieran directly on his. I just want to give a shout out as well. For those who are unaware, when Kieran mentioned he got back from his holiday and he was like, man, being like flat out working super hard. Yeah, he's working on projects and stuff that, you know, aren't yet released. But if you don't follow him on Instagram and YouTube, like Kieran's putting out heaps of reels, man. Like, and I don't think, this is a shout out to Kieran, I don't think people realize the amount of work that goes into them and the amount of consistent work that goes into them. So chuck him a follow, give him a thumbs up, comment, even if it's just like, ah, you shit cunt, you know, it still helps the algorithm, you know, like, no, but he has been putting in heaps of work, you know, and I spend most of my time just like scrolling through his shit and being like, thumbs up, thumbs up, thumbs up. Every time, bro. Yeah. No, but no, honestly, yeah, he has been working super hard on it. So if you guys haven't seen the content he's been putting out, there's heaps of reels. And I imagine you already have way more that are already like programmed and everything. He's been working super hard on it. Like, so
yeah,
you know, support your man.
Oh, wow. That was unexpected. Thank you. Yeah. Lincoln.
Yeah, because I'm just tired of doing all the likes, bro. Fucking hell. All these sympathy likes. Come on. Yeah. No, it's really good stuff, guys. Yeah. And it's funny because I know, like, it's funny as well for me to see it, the timeline of it. So, like, as the reels were coming out, there was all the ones that were, like, pre-recorded in the gym. And then it was, like, the second, like, the background change. And it's like a, it's almost like I knew where you were at in your timeline, you know, because I was like, oh, this reel's coming out with the background of the gym in Sweden or whatever, and Kieran moved to Sweden this many weeks ago. Like, you know, it's like I can track like where you're at with your recordings and your releases and everything.
Yep. So I batch produce them, or I try to. I try and do, it usually takes a full week of work. Like a working week to produce a month worth of vertical. And I actually calculated how many hours it takes to produce them. And it's over 40. It's somewhere around 40 to 50 hours to produce 1 month worth.
I was showing to, remember that the best bit of cinema that I've ever produced was like that one. Yeah. That. So I was like showing to like just friends or family members, like that reel of that I made that was like when your favorite training partner isn't there. If people don't know what I'm talking about, just, you know, it's like one of the few reels we have on the podcast Instagram.
It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's quite funny, whatever. But I was like just showing it to friends and family and explaining to them. I was like, but you don't understand, like this is just like a 30-second reel that, okay, admittedly took me longer than it would you, or maybe not, because you would do it at a higher quality, right? So I don't know, maybe it would take the same amount of time, but it would just be produced much better. But like maybe. It took me like a whole day in and amongst doing my other shit. But like, it took me a whole day to do it, a 30-second thing that 99% of people will get 2 seconds in and swipe past it. You know, like, it takes a lot of work. So anyway, again, just a shout out to Kieran and all the work he's doing and the content he's putting out that is all jiu-jitsu, strength, conditioning, nutrition-related content.
Fuck, thanks, man. Unexpected, yeah. But yeah, appreciate it.
But yeah, guys, that is us. We are back, but we are out. We promise next episode even more structure and potentially even longer episode. We'll see. Depends what you guys say.
Vote on the poll. We'll start enforcing it immediately. And if you guys like that poll system, if you want more input on how this show is structured, well, tough luck because we don't care. I'm more than happy to put it to the audience. Like, I know that a lot of people listen but don't leave comments and follow and everything like that. And that's totally cool. We appreciate you as well. But there is a core group of people that engage a lot. You know who you are, that we talk to regularly, and we want to hear from you guys as well. But if you want more control over how the podcast operates, runs, you know, everything like that, then, you know, I'm happy to put that to the people.
Yeah, excellent. All right, guys. Well, thank you for tuning in. We're super excited to be back, and we look forward to catching you next episode.